We have a relatively sizable collection in our archives, about 9 linear kilometers of materials. But I would be reluctant to say that we store memories. We do not store memories. We store disaggregated and then reconfigured historical records, which reside in our cellar in a documentary world. They do not live in the real world. They live in the shadow, in a documentary world, which is artificially created, which we partly inherited, partly developed ourselves. They are not memories. I absolutely agree with you that it would be very naive to say that today we live in a world of infinite opportunities and everybody can start creating an archive and come up with his or her system of classification, and these systems compete with each other. There is an available classificatory repertoire at any given moment. This is what is available to us. This is what we make use of. This is in which we embed the documents, the records we have in our archives. I absolutely agree with this. But at the same time, I would like to say that this shorthand memory, this is also a disciplinary phenomenon. This is a frame in which we try to present the historical records which we dig out from the depths of the archive. Memory has a certain connotation in certain parts of the world nowadays. It refers to certain types of documents. There are very conscious efforts to build archives in which the historical records are forced into this memory frame. This is what happened with the Cambodian Genocide Archive at Yale, with the Holocaust Video Archive also at Yale University, the Shoah Archive in Los Angeles, the Centropa Archive in Vienna. There are very conscious efforts, disciplinary efforts, to force a frame on the historical records. So I would not say that memory is an innocent term. It's far from being innocent. It also exhibits the characteristics of this disciplinary effort, what you have just said.